Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texans training camp is happening now. Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the
Show. The Rockets are taking it on the chin in right now. They're playing in the Orlando bubble, trailing to San Antonio in the third quarter, 80-64. No Harden today, no Eric Gordon, but Russ is back. And who is back with us on the line is our radio.com insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil, motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And watching this, it seems like the Rockets have an understanding of where they're going to be. And Mike D'Antoni is kind of messing with the lineup. No Harden today. No Westbrook in the game, already announced next week. So they're pretty confident of where they're going to be. The biggest level of concern for me, and my partner Clint keeps telling me, don't be concerned. Don't be concerned. And that is P.J. Tucker shooting. P.J. Tucker has to be on the floor for the Rockets. And coming into today's game, he is 9 for 30 from threes in the Orlando bubble. How concerned should Rockets fans be with P.J. Tucker shooting?
Well, it's a great question, Clint, in the Show. Always good to be on with you guys. I think P.J. Tucker is going to need to knock down open looks for the Rockets to advance in the Western Conference playoffs, especially those spot-up corner threes. As you guys know, that is Houston's system. P.J. Tucker and another wing, you know, hold both corners for Houston, and they don't leave. And so, as you know, in the playoffs, teams are going to load up on Russell Westbrook and James Harden. They're going to try to take away their penetration. They're going to sag in on them when they do get into the lane. And so those shots are going to be there. And I think that was apparent, especially in a game that Houston won the other night against Milwaukee. P.J. Tucker had a bunch of wide-open shots. I thought the Rockets played very well otherwise. But P.J. needs to knock those down, guys. I think at least in the mid-30s to 40, somewhere in that range would be ideal, percent range from three, because, as you know, those shots are going to be there, and Harden Westbrook are going to draw all the attention, so they need Tucker and the other role players for Houston to knock down those shots to keep advancing in the Western Conference playoffs.
Right. Well, the way I'm looking at this right now, the Rockets are sitting in the four seed in the West, and there's movement either way. Looks like up to the three seed, or even down to possibly the six seed, maybe. I'm not, with a few games left. Of the opponents that you see the Rockets could possibly match up against, I know we're shooting in the wind here, man, but what would be the best first round matchup in your opinion for the Rockets?
The Utah Jazz.
Yes.
And here's why. It's the third year in a row, or would be the third year in a row, as you guys know, that Houston and Utah played in the playoffs. The difference this year, guys, is Utah does not have their sharpshooter, Bojan Bogdanovic. He's a 20-point-a-game scorer. He made the team a lot better offensively this year. He is out with surgery. He had surgery on his elbow, so he's out for the remainder of the playoffs. Also, the fit hasn't been great in Utah with Mike Conley. Conley's a very good two-way player, but just hasn't clicked with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert the way they hoped he would in Salt Lake. So I think of the teams in that mix, kind of the solid playoff teams in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference, I like the way the Rockets and Nuggets are playing. I think OKC is going to be pretty good once they get Dennis Schroeder back in the lineup as well. So the team, you know, I'd have my eye on the matchup I'd have circled, if Houston can control it at all, is to try to get that first-round matchup against the Utah Jazz, who I think are the weakest team in that mix.
See, I wondered about that. Ryan McDonough, our radio.com sports insider, is with the seat. That the Gobert size is something that is that would really make me wonder with the Rockets, but I really think that the team that they would be most up for to have extra two is Oklahoma City with the Chris Paul factor. And like I would like that's the one that I feel like the Rockets would be really juiced to play in, and you may get to see them at their best, but you think they're a better basketball team than Utah?
I do, because of their multiple ball handlers, and also I think OKC has a guy now that your listeners in the Houston area know very well, and Chris Paul, who's been the best closer in the league this year, guys. What Chris Paul did individually and what the OKC Thunder did as a team in close games down the stretch was phenomenal. Chris Paul was the leading clutch scorer in the NBA this year. The Thunder were the best clutch team in the NBA this year. So, you know, as you guys know, the playoff games are usually close. They're possession by possession a lot of times down the stretch. And so personally, I'd rather play a team that struggles to some extent in those scenarios like Utah, especially, guys, with Utah's defense slipping this year. I think that's the difference as the Rockets fans look at the potential matchups. The Jazz were a top two or three defensive team in the league the past couple years when they had Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors. They always able to have an elite-level rim protector on the court at all times. Now Favors is gone. He's in New Orleans, and Utah has slipped from the top three to 11th in defense this year. So I think the Jazz defensively weren't as good coming into the restart, and then without Bojan Bogdanovic, they're not as good offensively. Personally, I'm not as high on Utah. I am a lot higher on OKC, which is why, as a Rockets fan, I'd rather see the Jazz in the first round instead of the Thunder.
Ryan, how about Eric Gordon? Obviously, one key part with the Rockets starting five. Definitely one of the key guards that's going to have to contribute if they got a legit shot to make a run. They got two games left, man. They got Indiana Wednesday night, and they got Philadelphia Friday night. Is that enough, in your experience as a GM and around the game, man, is that enough for a guy of Eric Gordon's build and how he plays the game? Is two games enough for him to come in and be ready to go for the playoffs, or do you think they'll have to keep doing some grooming early in the playoffs to get him right?
Yeah, it's not ideal. Obviously, you'd love to have more time than that. Obviously, what I don't know is what Eric Gordon's been able to do as far as individual workouts and team practices the Rockets have had in the bubble in Orlando. The good news, as you mentioned, is they have two games left after the Spurs game that they're currently losing against the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday and the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday. Those games don't mean a lot, as you guys know, for Houston, unless they are trying to manipulate the seed to some extent by winning or losing to get a more favorable first-round matchup. So I bring that up because I think Mike D'Antoni has at least one and maybe two games to tinker with Eric Gordon to try to get him back in rhythm. I think what Houston doesn't want is to throw him out there in game one of the playoffs with a five-plus month layoff with the pandemic and the injury. So if they can get him back either on Wednesday or Friday, get him some rhythm. Keep in mind the teams will have the weekend off because there is going to be a play-in scenario in the Western Conference for the eighth seed, and it's not going to involve the Houston Rockets since they've already clinched. So I think getting Gordon some run some point later this week would be a good thing, and then hopefully he's able to get the rest of the individual work in, either in individual workouts or team practices, and be relatively ready to go when the playoffs start next week.
Ryan McDonough here with us, rradio.com Sports Insider. I'm curious from you to this, because they had the three MVP finalists, LeBron, Giannis, and then James Harden. A lot of people argued Luka, who had a sensational season, especially how young he is. I'll be honest, I think Luka should have been in there instead of Harden. I know I'm probably ticking off some of our listeners, but I think Luka should have been in there ahead of Harden, not because Harden hadn't had an amazing year. I'd argue that I'm not sure he's the most valuable guy on his own team. It feels like to me that once they started to move to the small ball, that Russ, his impact and input seemed to take over the team more. They seemed to play a lot more aggressively and to play in his mode. Am I out of sorts in thinking that maybe Westbrook is more valuable to this team than Harden?
Well, I will say this. The game that's going on right now between the Spurs and Rockets isn't a great case to back up your point.
It is.
With San Antonio up 20-plus points at the moment. But, no, I understand what you're saying. I mean, Westbrook has had a huge impact, especially after the trade with Atlanta sending Clint Capella out and bringing Robert Covington in. As you guys know, the Rockets doubled down on small ball with now five shooters around the perimeter and no bigs to protect the basket. So it gives them a lot more shooting and floor spacing offensively. It hurts them as far as rim protection and then especially rebounding defensively. But it's really benefited Westbrook individually. I think that's when you started to see his game really take off and flourish. So I understand your point. I think I will have Harden third on my ballot ahead of Luka. The Rockets had a better team. I think that's in the future for Luka. He's an MVP finalist and probably an MVP winner, maybe multiple times. But for now, I think Houston had a better team and Harden had another phenomenal year, averaging close to 35 points a game.
All right, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. We enjoy speaking with you each and every week. The playoffs are coming soon. I'm really excited about that. We can't wait to hear from you next week.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Always great to be on with you, too.
All right, that's Ryan McDonough.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.